shootout to win the game for Dallas when they went back to Boston. So hopefully that kind of string of thing continues. But in all seriousness, I think, I don't know, this is probably one of those games that everybody just wants eventually to get over with. So I think, you know, Phil won a cup there. He was a big part of their franchise. He created a situation in which became an unrestricted free agent, and he created the demand for himself. And I think he did a lot for that organization, and he's doing a lot for ours. And I think he's a pretty calm guy, but inside I think there'll probably be a little extra butterflies in there. And once the puck drops, the game's a game. At least he'll be the one guy on our team that'll know all the bounces in the rink, so hopefully he can help us out.
Is there something, you talked a little bit about him yesterday, but is there something that you're just completely surprised by that he's brought either in the locker room or on the ice that you really weren't expecting?
I didn't realize how, like, he's just got ice in his veins on the ice. And he makes plays that probably to the common player are not only high risk, but not even in the question of making. And he makes them on a regular basis, really without thinking about it. And there's just that quiet confidence he has about himself that is really impressive. To make the plays he makes, and high-end plays that he can make, I didn't know he had that in his toolbox.
When we talk so much about his stuff, he's going to make plays. As a coach, what do you see that he brings on the other side of the ice that stands out to you?
Well, again, he's got poise under pressure. He's not just strolling into this league and gets the puck on a stick in the defensive end and then has no idea what to do with it. He plays with poise back there, and he's more often than not, he's always on the right side of the puck. He's winning the big draw when you need it. He makes those plays for you. And most of the time they go unnoticed. And he, more often than not, again, he's finding himself playing against the other team's top lines. And he's been great for us. Because you need depth. You need guys down the middle that can play. And 91's come into his own as a top flight center. You need that guy that's going to tuck in right behind him without losing a beat, and he's your guy.